with anyone, but it speaks to your work if someone just opened up and there was not a lot of negotiation to play, you know?
It's been a really humbling experience over the past couple of weeks. Like, it's been awesome. We recorded two of our songs, and two of the ones that we played first at that show you saw us at. They're called Grandeur and Ghosts. And literally, I just Googled best places to play music in Metro Detroit. And I sent them everywhere. Like, I probably sent out 20-some emails. We've got some response. I wanted to check out some open mic nights to get our foot in the door like we did, you know, over at the Phoenix Cafe. You know, that's just basically how we did it.
We spent, you know, probably about a month and a half kind of practicing, building up some originals, and just, like, being comfortable playing with each other. And I think, like, we're kind of ready to kind of get out and play.
I'm glad you brought it up, like, Grandeur and Ghost. Like, those are two songs where it's a lot of personal shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously that happened. Loosely. I will hope not. I'm talking about Grandeur, actually.
Yeah.
Like, loosely. Totally based on real experience. I just hope the whole outcome, you want to shine some light on that, or you just want to leave everyone in the dark here?
I did write the lyrics to those songs. Jake writes a ton of lyrics too, actually.
Yeah,
which is cool because we just edit each other's lyrics that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of that's based on true events. I mean, I feel like if you're gonna try and there's two types of music. You can do music to entertain people, which we have songs like that. You know, it's like we have a couple, you know, songs about, you know, seeing old friends, going and partying with that, you know, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the songs where you're trying to get a message, you know, of something that really means something to you, or something that you can even try and overcome by singing about it.
Okay. All right. And, yeah, we got that. Yeah, we, like an audience. I can't speak for everyone else. I can speak for me. I'm like, I'm doing the little Mannix thing in my brain. I'm like, oh, that shit happened. And I'm looking at you. I'm like, yeah. But it's good. Good you channeling through music. And I would hope you keep having, not necessarily that experience, I just like having experiences where you can channel that and you can bring music. And quite honestly, to what you said, I was entertained. I was just kind of like, okay, good song. Deep shit, good song. but you guys feed off each other. Jake, Bob just brought up a good point. Like, when you edit, do you just kind of like hold them back, or do you hold each other back? Like, hey man, that shit is too deep, man. Let's not.
No, not usually. I think we kind of give it like a once over, just like I like this, and then I let Bob kind of like fit the verse to, like, or the words to, like, the phrasing and stuff like that. Because I figure he's the one that's going to sing it, so I'm not going to try and step in on there.
Okay, yeah. So I'm guessing lyrics first, then music?
It depends. It all just comes, like, like, Jake will just, like, write, like, a, you know, like, a story or something like that that kind of rhymes and goes like that, and we'll be like, hey, we were working on this riff earlier, or this idea, let me take those lyrics that you made, make, like, you know, the syllables flow a little bit easier, you know, just kind of like make it easy to sing and you know, bring it into the song, and that comes like that. Or sometimes the words or the music does comes first.
I guess it's a song by song basis. It's just
spontaneous.
Okay, and that's pretty much what got you here in the first place.